Welcome to the Diva Deets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I am your host and coach, Danya Powers. And if you are a woman over 40, you are likely juggling a million things. You've got family, you've got work, you've got health, you've got friends, and sometimes you are absolutely the last person on your to-do list. But here's the thing, if you're constantly running on empty, you're not going to have the energy that you need to take care of the other people in your life or even yourself. So today I'm going to talk to you about how you can stop overworking yourself, start prioritizing your own self-care without really feeling guilty. And that's a big part of being a woman over 40. There's a struggle in constantly giving. We constantly give. I just spent 9 days at my daughter's house welcoming new grandbaby. His name is Ezra. He's super cute. And 9 days there taking care of her, making sure that she was well cared for. He was 5 days old, 6 days old when I left, I think. Nope, he was 5 days old when I left there. And so he's, you know, a handful himself, but, you know, postpartum, there's a lot of care involved in that. I ran up and down the stairs. I did everything that I could to take care of her, but I was missing my workouts. I was not eating my food. I was eating their food. And so I did miss several of my macronutrients. But at the same time, I take such good care of myself on a daily basis that I rose to the occasion. I was able to take care of her, able to do everything that I needed to do to make sure that she was okay. And then just step back into my life and restart today. You know, I got up this morning. I did my workout. I did everything that I was supposed to do. And was back on track, right? Because that way, in case I'm needed again for another situation or another family incident, I have the energy that I need to be able to take care of them. So I constantly am taking care of myself. I want you to imagine that your body is like a car, okay? You can't run on it without gas. You are constantly going. So many of us are just running on fumes, pushing ourselves to that limit and hoping that we can go without taking a break. But reality, you might feel like you need to take care of everyone first, and you are literally just going to eventually crash. I mean, your car is going to break down. If you don't take care of you, eventually you will run out of gas, and you won't be able to show up for anyone, including yourself. And I want to make sure that you know that today is the day that I'm empowering you to start taking control of that and face that and really, really rise to that occasion so that you can be the best version of yourself. Because women over 40 often neglect themselves. And some of it has to do with the stage of life, because when you're in your 30s, you're super busy. But when you're in your 40s, responsibilities grow. You're not only taking care of kids, you're now taking care of aging parents, taking care of aging aunts and uncles, grandparents potentially. And you're also still juggling work. We're all, most of us in our 40s, working still. So you have a lot of different tugs that are bigger and potentially more life draining. So there's that feeling of there's no time for self-care. And that's what I get a lot, is I don't have time. And we all make the time to go to the bathroom. If you don't, you're gonna poop and pee on yourself, right? So there is ways to make time. You just have to figure out where to find that toilet, where to find that break, where to find that space to put it in, or make it happen. It's okay to say no to some things, and we're gonna talk about that. The expectation to be superwoman can lead to burnout. To be honest with you, it felt great to go take care of my daughter. You know, I'm there for the grandbaby. I'm super excited about the grandbaby, but at the end of the day, she's my OG. I've had her for 30 years, and so I'm there making sure that she is okay, that she's well cared for, so that she can, in turn, take care of that baby, right? So that need and that feel to be superwoman, I could tell that that was like, this feels familiar, and it feels good because I have missed taking care of her. But I do need to step back into my world and take care of me so that I can continue to be who I need to be. That need to be superwoman is not necessarily something that you want to sustain forever. It's okay to be superwoman here and there, and you are a superwoman, no doubt, but that can lead to burnout. And that's not what we want, because there's a big impact on our health. Skipping self-care leads to stress. It leads to fatigue. And if you have those two combined, ultimately it leads to a lot of weight gain. And we don't want that. I've been there. I've been so caught up in everything that I neglected my own health. And here's what I learned. The more that you give yourself permission to take breaks, the more you can actually give. And it's really important that you let that wash over you, even if you just have to hit rewind and listen to that again. Because the importance of prioritizing yourself is massive as you continue to age. None of us are getting younger. And getting older is a much better option than the opposite, which would be like not aging anymore, which means that we've been unalived, right? We don't want that. So think about that, about your body like a smartphone. We talked about that last time a little bit. If you never plug it into charge, it's gonna die. And the same goes for you. You are going to have to recharge. You can't keep giving if you don't recharge your own battery. And what you need is time for you. So let's talk about why self-care isn't selfish, because I am not of that movement of body positivity and all this different stuff. Do I think you need to love yourself where you're at? Yes. But a lot of the body positivity, especially when that movement came around, go look and see how many of them are still alive. Very few, unfortunately, because they continued to stay obese, praise that lifestyle, and now many of them have died or succumbed to complications due to obesity. Not all of them, but many of them have. So when I say be selfish and is being selfish, self-care is not selfish. Taking care of yourself is not selfish. It doesn't mean that I want you to stay obese, but I want you to feel really good, because feeling well and taking care of yourself is not necessarily attached to an age, shape, or size. We're all different sizes, right? But if you're doing absolutely everything that you can to take care of yourself, when you prioritize yourself, you're just going to show up as a better version of yourself for everybody that needs you. And people need you. You are needed. I'm here to tell you that that's not going to end. If nothing else, over the last 9 days, I definitely learned that. Self-care is not about being selfish. It's about filling your cup so that you have more to give. If you are running on an empty cup, you can't actually do a good job for anybody in your life. So you have to keep yourself filled up. So we're going to go over three things that are practical tips to prioritize self-care that I want you to implement today. Today is the day to start these, and these are something you do every day of your life. Now, granted, when you're in a situation like you're taking care of your child, sometimes these might be a little harder to squeeze in, but that's a temporary situation, right? You get back to your reality. The first thing that you have to do is get really good at scheduling me time. When I say me time, just like you schedule meetings, just like you schedule anything else in your life, you are scheduling time for yourself. For me time is my workout. It doesn't have to be hours. In fact, my me time is 45 minutes. I give myself 45 minutes exactly from start to finish so that I know. And during that time, I turn off my phone. I know that I'm going to just be focusing on me and bettering me. And I get my workout in. I get my stretching in. I'm listening to my music. I'm not answering people's questions. I am not serving other human beings. I am serving my body where it is to make sure that I can be the best version of myself. So that me time is really, really important. Even if you just schedule 20 minutes every single day compounded, that will add up. So do I work out every single day? The answer is yes. I just do different workouts to support my body where it's at. Some of those days are active recovery. And during active recovery, I'm doing stuff like yoga. I'm doing stuff like hiking. But I am always scheduling me time 7 days a week, every single day. That is very important to put in your schedule. So first things first, we schedule me time. The second thing is, in order for me time to work, you have to set boundaries. What is a boundary? If you've never read the book Boundaries by Dr. Cloud, I highly recommend it. It's one of those that spent time in the freezer. I threw it outside at one point because it's a frustrating book to me. It's frustrating to know that I was never taught those kind of boundaries. I was never taught those things in my life. And so I constantly was bleeding over. And to this day, I struggle with it. I struggle with knowing where boundaries are naturally because I was never taught them. And I think Generation X, a lot of us were not, okay? But learning boundaries is really important. And the biggest one is say no. If you're feeling overwhelmed, learn how to say no. You have to get good at saying no. It's okay to not say yes to everything. And I want to make sure that you know that. Create that boundary so that you can have me time. So if you have me time scheduled and your kids go, but mom, I need you to do this. It's very empowering to say, well, honey, I will show you exactly how to do that so you can do it for yourself. In fact, today my son called from the airport and he was like, he's picking up somebody from the airport. And I was like, I'm not going to volunteer for him how to get to the airport. I'm going to make sure that he has the chance to ask me first. And sure enough, I got a phone call and that was, mom, I don't know how to get around. Well, you know how airports are. There's like constant like construction and whatnot. So everything changes, even though we have a tiny airport. Where you park changes every time I've gone. And so I told him, I said, you're going to have to go find someone and ask. And he was like, you're not going to tell me? No, not. You're 18 years old. You're going to go find someone and ask, because God forbid should I not be here tomorrow. I want him to understand that he is an independent man and he can ask for himself how to do something, right? So that was a boundary that I set. And it was one that I had to create for myself, because as a mom, I naturally wanted to be like, well, when you get to the airport, honey, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go here and here and here and here and here. But I just chose to say no. I'm going to let him just kind of FAFO. You know what I mean? He's going to get there and he's going to figure it out for himself. Why? Because he's a highly intelligent young man. He can figure this out. And when he called and said that he couldn't, I showed him how to go figure it out for himself. I'm sure he's going to make it back home and I'm not that worried about it. So he's not back yet, but whatever. He's good. He's good to go because I empowered him to feel like he could do that himself. So set boundaries. Create boundaries for yourself. Say no to things so that you can turn around and say yes to the right things, because you didn't say yes to the wrong things. So first things, schedule me time. In order to have me time, you have to set those boundaries. And then the third thing is really, really important. You have to do simple daily self-care. Simple daily self-care to me is find joy. When I went through my second divorce, I walked through very deep depression. I hadn't really ever experienced depression. Not like that. There, I would have dips and downs and whatnot. But depression to me felt like a creature I had latched hold of, not just my legs, but across the top of my back and onto my shoulders. I felt weighed down from the top to the bottom. My feet felt heavy. My body felt heavy. And every single day when I woke up, I was disappointed that I was awake. It was that bad. It was that deep of a depression. My joy was completely stolen to the point that I had a rope. I had tested the weight. I had written a letter. And I just happened to get a call from a friend that said, I don't know why I'm calling you, but I just felt like I needed to call you. And so, you know, whether you're beliefs line up with, I feel like that was the Holy Spirit or not. That's how I interpreted that, was somebody was reaching out because I still needed to be here. And I never attempted that again. I never made the full attempt, praise God. But I've kept that. I've tried really hard to hold on to what that felt like to get that low, because I wanted to make sure that I never allowed myself to get that low without asking for help. I never even asked for help because I felt like I should be able to deal with it myself. And one of the things that I realized was happening was my joy was getting stolen every single day. And so one of the habits that I created was do something small every day that brings you joy. Whether that is dancing naked in your shower, you know, lip syncing. I have a tendency to make everything a microphone in my world. You know, whatever works for you to bring just that little jolt of joy to refill that joy pot, you need to do that every single day. So part of it for me is the music that I play, which you're probably going to be like, horrified at the music that I play for my workouts. But the music that I play for my workouts, it's my time and it's my music and nobody else is trying to change it. Because when you have five kids, you rarely get to listen to your own music. Like, mom, what are you listening to? But I love EDM. There's a channel on Spotify that is EDM for ADHD, and it's my favorite freaking channel on the earth. And so that is the one that I just jam to, and I jam to it loud. When you try to talk to me at the gym, I'm not going to hear you. Because that's my time. But that is my joy. That is one of the things that really fills me up. So find something that fills you up, that gets that joy activated. Because if you don't give anything permission to steal your joy, you have a lot of power. Okay. And then, you know, within that, you can do a lot of different things. Go for a quick walk. You can read. I read 10 pages every single day. I'm not super excited about the book I'm reading right now, but I'm still reading it because I want to finish it. It's just a matter of principle, right? So whatever's going to work for you, it is daily. And make that habit. A lot of what I do is during my morning routine, and minus the EDM, that's during my workout. But during my morning routine, I do affirmations, I do meditation, and I write in my journal every single morning. And what I write about is everything that happened to me yesterday, so that I for sure am not taking anything forward into today. It gives me a chance to lay it down, especially if I'm upset. Does that make sense? So that's just kind of how I roll through my daily habits. And the biggest thing that I do is make sure I activate joy. So just make sure that you are doing those three things. So you have your me time, make sure that is on your schedule. My gym time is in my calendar. My personal assistant knows not to call me during gym time. She makes sure to call me on outside of those gym times. So that is me time. I turn off my phone. It is on do not disturb, except for emergencies only. And I set boundaries. I say no to a lot more than I say yes now. And in fact, I find myself starting to remove more and more from my schedule so that I'm more open for the human beings around me, because I'm able to fill my cup up more and give myself just a little bit more fortitude through the process so that I can be available for 9 days for my daughter. The life of an entrepreneur, right? Why would you even build a business if you weren't going to be able to go and do what you needed to do for the people that you love, right? So, and then the other thing is that simple daily self-care, the simple daily care every single day without fail, those things that are going to make you happy, simple, simple things. So how's this going to help you lose weight? That's probably the question that you've been, you know, dying to ask. And I mean, that's a great question. It's going to help you lose weight and it's going to help you feel better. But the reality is, when you take care of yourself, you reduce stress. You reduce cortisol levels, which all of those things affect weight loss. They affect weight gain. So they are going to affect weight loss if you're reducing them. Does that make sense? So the more energy means better workouts. It means if you have better workouts, you're going to make healthier choices. If you're going to make healthier choices, you're going to have more energy, which is going to mean you're going to have more workouts, which means you're going to make healthier food choices. It becomes this new habit, this new circuit that you've created in your mind. And it's a sustainable way to have weight loss. It's why we focus on it so much in my program. We focus on how to create a morning habit. We focus on how to make sure that you understand the basic habits of life. And then we focus on, you know, if clients are like, I have to go out of town. Great. Well, I'll catch you when you get back. Or do you want a hotel workout? Those are the things I say. I'm never trying to guilt you for living your life. What we want to try to do is take what I do and marry it to who you are so that you have a new partnership and a new version of yourself that is sustainable for life. That's what we want. So think of weight loss like planting a garden. So you can't expect flowers to grow if you're not watering them and nurturing them. Your body and your mind are the soil, and you need to nurture them with self-care in order for things to bloom, period. For stuff to really start to show, for those fruits of your labor to show, you have to really nurture it. You can't plant seeds and then cover it up with plastic and walk away. It's just not going to work. You have to let things grow. You have to let things nurture. So are you going to be perfect all of the time? No. And what we talk about a lot is adaptation. The key to consistency is adaptability, because life is going to throw shit at you pretty constantly. And if you don't move out of the way and adjust and adapt and duck and dodge and figure out how to get through, or just walk through it, wash yourself off and keep going, you are never going to learn how to be consistent, because consistency is not this magical little line. Consistency is, oh, the kid threw up. Oh, I adapted. I still got the workout in, even though it was 11:30 at night. You know, oh, my husband's car broke down, so I had to skip my workout, but I came back to it and I finished it later. Oh, I've got somewhere to be that evening, so I can't work out that evening, so I worked out that morning. Does that make sense? You're figuring out how to adapt around your life so that you can have your garden start to really thrive and start to really grow. Self-care leading to lasting weight loss has to do with the stress management, because when you're a woman over 40, you are dealing with hormonal imbalance. And that is stress management is the key to hormonal balance, period. So if you can figure out how to manage your stress, you're going to figure out how to balance your hormones. And that is really the key to weight loss. When you feel good, you make better choices. Like we said before, that is one of the things that will help you stay consistent, not just in your workouts, but in everything that you do, in your food choices and how you're talking to yourself and how you're handling your life. You cannot out-exercise a bad diet, but you also cannot out-exercise stress. You cannot. It all ties together. And if you are highly stressed and you're trying to work out to fix it, you'll actually cause more stress. So you have to fix your food. You have to do, you do need to exercise, but the food is really key to helping you with the stress. But it's also really key to helping you understand how your body is working, how you're feeling, and how you're able to sleep better, how you're able to function through your life. And so we want to make sure that we are getting all of those things. But you have to figure out first how to create me time, how to create those boundaries, and how to create those daily habits so it's something that you're doing every single day. So this is what I want you to do when you listen to this podcast. What is one thing that you can do for yourself today? And I want you to tell me what it is in the comments. I want to know what it is. I challenge you to schedule at least 15 to 20 minutes of you time. It could be a walk. It could be a bubble bath. You know, I have a housekeeper come and clean my house because I want to be able to take a bubble bath. Bubble baths are life-changing if you're doing them right, okay? Simply just sitting in silence may be something that really helps you as well. Just sometimes I will just sit and listen to the sounds of my house, especially early morning. I really don't play anything loud. I just like the sound of my world. I think that homes come to life with the spirits that live in them. And so we're all here inhabiting this home. And the joy that's here, it's very centering for me. And so I really appreciate sitting in silence. So start small. Start somewhere that's small for you and do it daily. And you will see what a difference it makes. And I cannot wait to hear about it. Because remember, Divas, you are the foundation of your family. You're the foundation of your family. You are so important to your job. You are so important to your life. So don't wait until you're completely burned out to take care of yourself. It's really hard to come back from that. It really is. Because once you push yourself past that threshold, now you have trust issues with yourself. Because you're like, oh my gosh, all I've done is ruin myself. You know, so you don't want to work backwards. We want to try to stop, assess, and just kind of handle what's going on with us. So start today. Start today because your next decision is the one that affects you. Period. Always. Forever. Okay? You'll be able to show up as the best version for yourself, for everyone, but also for you. Okay? So until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.